This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed. MK1 16 Mod 2, that's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. You know what is a novel concept? A novel concept is that a country would decide who gets to enter it and who doesn't get to enter it. It's not really novel at all. In fact, it was the standard and has been the standard for most of American history. And in 2016, the progressives absolutely have lost their minds over the prospect of ensuring those who seek to come to the United States actually add something to it. Whatever you may think of Donald Trump, he did after a half hour or so of standard campaign boilerplate give specifics on his immigration plans in his speech Wednesday night in Phoenix. He has 10 points. They are, as he put it, number one, build a wall along the southern border. Number two, end catch and release. Number three, zero tolerance for criminal aliens. Number four, block funding for sanctuary cities. Number five, cancel unconstitutional executive orders and enforce all immigration laws. Number six, suspend issuing visas to people from any country where adequate screening cannot occur, like Syria. Number seven, ensure other countries take their people back when we order them deported. Number eight, complete the biometric entry-exit visa tracking system. Number nine, turn off the jobs and benefits magnet. Number 10, reform legal immigration to serve the best interest of America and its workers. There, any rational person looking at this can find nothing wrong with it. But then again, the Democrats are not rational people. Most of what Trump, the novel thing is that most of what he laid out is current U.S. law or close. And it's simply not being enforced because the Democrats don't like it that way. Now, just for the sake of the giggles, we might get out of it. How do you think they feel if a Republican president declared no one would be imprisoned for not paying taxes because it would take parents from their children through no fault of their own? That would drive them sort of crazy, too. Just like, but, you know, as far as our national sovereignty is concerned, the liberals don't like it. And their responses to Trump's speech show that they've lost the remaining solids in the vacuum between their ears. And here's some of the most unhinged reactions. if you would like. Some are funny, most are clinically insane and expose their hatred of America. Everything from Nazi comparisons to uncontrollable shaking to actually attacking angel moms, parents who had children killed by illegal aliens. Their animosity knows no bounds. The part of all this that bothered progressives most was the concept of screening immigrants to make sure they're an addition, not a drag on society. It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish here, Trump said. How would anyone who loves this country have a problem with that? Well, most don't, but the progressives do. Democrats would have you believe the Great Migration at the start of the 20th century was a free-for-all with wide-open doors, flooded with anyone and everyone who wanted to come here. And that simply is not true. Ellis Island is not a turnstile. It was a way station. Immigrants seeking the American dream had to prove they would add value to the country, not be a drag on it. They needed a sponsor. They were checked for diseases. If they didn't pass the standards set at the time, they were denied entry and sent back. Stark difference to today. Democrats welcome and even encourage anyone to simply cross the border or overstay a visa without consequence. They seek to take the extra step in conferring citizenship on them, which actually negates the need for either a border or visas. Without these, a country is simply a landmass. And this is all about the votes. It's always been about the votes. Were they compassionate, they'd be concerned with the Americans losing out on jobs or having their identity stolen by the illegal aliens, as we have 1.1 million Americans in the past few years, whom the IRS can't be bothered to notify. Such compassion. The only thing missing from his proposal, from Trump's proposal, was the imposition of massive fines on employers who hire illegals. Cut them off from work, cut them off from benefits designed for Americans' problem, nearly solved. One of the last things they could do, because until Clinton, it was very hard to wire money out of the country. There were no, you know, around here, you can go to any grocery store that has a Western Union, and all of the instructions are in Spanish. And one of the biggest parts of the GDP of Mexico is money coming into the country from the United States. So nearly $60 billion. Now, cut that off and see what happens then. Just cut that ability to send money out of the country off. Why should that be allowed? Why should the national country or the currency of the country be allowed to be sent out of the country? On the most controversial component of his immigration issue, Trump remained mostly silent. He still says there will be no amnesty, but he's not going to commit to the mass deportations he's discussed in the past. He needs to look at history and go look at Eisenhower. Then he'll get the courage up if he goes looks at Ike. Trump said that he, or more likely a future president, would resolve the question of what to do with the millions of illegal aliens here already. That discussion can only take place in an atmosphere in which illegal immigration is a memory of the past, allowing us to weigh the different options available based on the new circumstances at the time. One of the things he also said was, before we do any of this, we need to first secure the border, which that was supposed to happen back during Reagan's time when we had an amnesty, and the Democrats reneged on that one. So no matter where you fall on the issue, nothing Trump said was either crazy or extreme or squishy and insignificant. On one of the signature issues of his campaign, he played it relatively safe. And a rational Trump, even in just one speech, is what terrifies the left more than anything else at all. The idea of enforcing U.S. law, placing what's best for Americans ahead of immediate political gains, is what drives them crazy. His speech may not have broken much new ground, but it did peel back the curtain just a bit of what the Democrats have become. It did force them to expose themselves a little further. This was valuable. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
may think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Please notice that what I have done here is I've now got the entire spectrum covered for the superlatives between your concealed carry and your outside-the-waistband tactical carry. I've got it covered because I got the best players out there. The whole Alien Gear thing, this is new. This is the, you know, this is going to be exciting. Of course, G-Code is a standard bearer. And they have been with me for 4 years. They just renewed today. So I just dig it. Now, whenever you hear somebody, first of all, let's do this, okay? The thing that seemed to get them stirred up the most, the gun controllers this last time, was the Pulse shooting in Orlando. Omar Mateen. A guy that had been tracked by the FBI, but he was released. Passed background checks, killed 49 people, wounded 53 more. This is when the, once again, term gun control really began to happen. Now, first of all, let's get rid of, here's the thing about gun control, and I constantly tell you this. At the end of every show, I constantly tell you this. It's not controlling guns. It's controlling behavior. It's controlling purchases. It's controlling you. Now, right now we live in a very precarious time in the United States of America. Many citizens are concerned about efforts to infringe upon the rights delineated in the Bill of Rights, the United States Constitution. One of those rights is found in the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which reads, a well-regulated militia, that's you, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, once again, that's you, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, when you're getting out there to understand this discussion, how are you supposed to look at this amendment and put it in this discussion of gun control and gun rights? When, first of all, none of that, those terms are really the wrong terms to use. Now, I couldn't care less about gun control. Gun control is a lie. Gun-free zones are a lie. What we have had happen here is, once again, we've had a change in language. By saying gun control, the progressives would have you believe that this is going to control crime. If we control the guns, if we control the tools, then we will be controlling crime. Now, of course, the first gun they go after that they want to control or ban is the one used the least. You have a far bigger chance of being kicked to death, than you do of being shot and killed by any rifle out there. Period. Let alone the AR-type semi-automatic rifle, the AK-type semi-automatic rifle. Now, one thing that is constant, okay, if you look, and this is a God-given right, your God-given human right to defend yourself. You know, impalas on the African plains were given horns. Racks, antlers, whatever you want to call them. Gun control, if practiced on impala to protect them against the lions that hunt them, they would hunt down every impala and saw their rack off of their head and say, now you're safer, when the one mechanism was taken from them. We don't have gun rights, folks. We have human rights. The art, you know, the right to self-defense is something that you were born with. It's something you were born with. And for those of us, you know, and don't worry, and all of these things that you hear out there, like abortion rights and marriage rights, gender rights, this, that, the other. Remember this, it's all to control the human condition. To manipulate and control the human condition. Guns do not have rights. There's no such thing as hammer rights, are there? Or chainsaw rights? Or chisel rights? Or pry bar rights? Guns are a tool for self-defense. So there's no such thing as gun rights. You have a right to be able to defend yourself. As a free man or free woman born into these United States, you have a right to defend yourself. And the Founding Fathers saw fit to make sure that that right could not be taken to you from you by the government. So, what do we have now? What do we have now? We have all of these man-made constructs now, redefining things that have stood for years, for centuries. Marriage isn't marriage anymore. Gender isn't gender anymore. Black isn't black anymore. White isn't white anymore. And your human right to self-defense has become gun rights. And, you know, your right to marry, your right to defend, your right to congregate, all of this stuff. This is all just, this is just manipulating the English language. Guns don't have rights. We sit out here all the time and say guns don't have a moral compass. They are inanimate objects. They lay on the desk. I've had one laying on the desk right there the whole time. You can hear me tapping it. And it has done nothing. It's not animated at all. So guns don't have rights. You have rights. Legitimate self-defense is one of those rights. The gun is the way you achieve that right. They want to take away your ability to achieve that, hence they're wanting to take away your ability for self-defense. That's the way to shape this argument. The only way. That's the only part of the fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapon Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Unheard of how good this rifle is, and you'll be seeing more and more of it. I did follow sports at one time, and in the time that I used to watch basketball, there were two players that were like dominating the game at the time, although one was on his way out. The center for the LA, the Los Angeles Lakers, Wilt Chamberlain, used to always be paired up against the Milwaukee Bucks' Lou Alcindor. Now, Lou Alcindor had a bit of a pedigree because, for me, he'd been in a Bruce Lee movie. He'd been in The Game of Death. So, both of these guys, 7 feet tall. Now, the problem was Alcindor was younger, and he was better when they were matched up. And, inevitably, he would just stomp Chamberlain into the, you know, and Milwaukee would, you know, come out on top. They had Oscar Robertson and some other things happening as well, but that's all beside the point. I think I'm right about that. Did they have a big O? Anyway, then, of course, he changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because he converted to Islam. And, you know, Muhammad Ali had done it, so no big deal, right? And then he went to work for the L.A. Lakers, and then that began just all kinds of winning ways in L.A. And then he retired, and that was it. Sadly, you know, with a sports figure like Alcindor slash Jabbar, when you have the legend and then you have the man, sometimes the legend should be what's left. Because the man becomes disappointing. Last week on NPR, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did what many think was unthinkable. He was on Steve Inskeep's show, Morning Edition. He said what everyone on the left is thinking and gave insight into the true progressive culture. He said if somebody isn't going to take the time to become an informed voter, that person just shouldn't vote. His words, ignorance is not something that lends itself to a meaningful discussion. Some of these people really shouldn't vote because they don't know what the issues are. And I think people that are, you know, voting in the blind are doing a disservice to our country by not being better informed. Now, I presume that Kareem is talking about people who would vote for Trump. And the premise here is that all Republicans are idiots, and if they became informed voters, they would never vote for Trump. They would vote progressive every single time if they were truly informed. And the only solution here, because they're not informed and because they won't become informed, is to take away their right to vote, to not let them vote. Now, while this isn't altogether new for the Democratic Party, after all, they're the ones who wanted to charge poll taxes and impose education requirements on black Americans. So what's the problem? If you support Trump, you're obviously ignorant. You should be barred from the polls. It worked for the Democrats for 100 years following the Civil War. Why not now? NPR followed up with that with an interview that gives further insight into the modern progressive black man at that point. He avoided any conservative or Republican opinion and instead went to Morehouse College professor Mark Lamont Hill, asking him to weigh in on the Hall of Fame basketball star turned political pundit's remarks. And Inskeep, of course, has a liberal bias, so he revealed that, and he led with a statement instead of a question. He said, the frustration that some people are expressing is they think that Trump voters aren't really thinking through the issues. Hill responded, as you would expect him to, right, because part of the narrative, which is sort of supported by the data, is that Trump voters are the least educated. I'm wondering what data is sort of supportive on that one. He continued, and my concern with that is that it sort of reduces the condition of the Trump voter to one of pure ignorance. So what sort of data that may or may not exist sort of shows that Trump voters are representative of pure ignorance? But it doesn't stop there. There's more. The brilliant Professor Hill continued, the Trump voter isn't just an ignorant white guy in the South that if he were more educated would vote differently. And it's at this point that he showed the true racist culture of the Democratic Party. He changed his stance and now agreed with Kareem. And so part of what you have to do is not just keep ignorant people away from the polls, or we have to actually change the structural realities that make people make bad choices beyond their ignorance or what have you. Now, just seconds before he explained how bad this was for Southern black people, apparently if it involves white Trump supporters, it's okay. So you have to pose the obvious question. If Professor Hill and Ferdinand Lewis Alcindor Jr. were white Republicans talking about black Americans voting for Obama, what do you think the media response would be at that point? You're thinking it's rhetorical. The interesting twist here for poll watchers is the fact that Professor Hill is a vocal Green Party and Jill Stein supporter. With the 3-week slide by Clinton in the polls, I think it's important to contemplate the fact that at least one highly engaged black liberal academic is voting for not just an independent, but a Green Party candidate who is a white woman. This educated and arrogant black American gentleman could be representative of a million voters just like him. He seems to think that informed minority voters will either vote third party like him or stay home. He said, when we don't encourage voters to come out to the polls, the people who stay home quickest are black and brown folk. That's straight out of Obama's mouth. Hillary shouldn't just fear the ignorant, uneducated Republican, though. She's obviously losing educated, influential black America as well. And the rest of them may just stay home. Sports figures and these talking heads should not sway you. They should not make you change your mind. They should not make you question yourself. They shouldn't make you question your thought process. Getting out there and saying, well, if you don't think the way I do, you shouldn't be allowed to do this and that and the other. None of these people ever wore the uniform to protect you, folks. They never did. This is a hollow declaration of their own. One they can't possibly enforce. What they would if they could. Don't get me wrong. They definitely would if they could. But the problem is that they can't. That's the thing that drives them the craziest, besides the sovereign American part, you know. That sovereign American part really drives them crazy, too. But, you know, that's all beside the point, right? What they want and what they can get are two different things. Never let that escape you, because it has always been that way. It's always going to be that way. They can only get that which we are willing to give them. One more time, I hand this back to fabulous GCN. This is Lock and Load.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Welcome. More from them coming soon. Coming out of the White House, interesting thing. You know, Obama has been at Martha's Vineyard and, Chicago had a grim milestone hit over the Labor Day weekend. They clocked their 500th homicide of the year, and it's only August. Chicago is a bastion of anti-gun politics and was bound to have a very bad year in terms of its homicide rate and number of shootings. It had the bloodiest start to the new year in almost two decades. In August, the city was approaching 2,500 people shot. In 2015, they had 29,998 all year, according to the Chicago Tribune. In Washington, the Obama White House said that the president is worried about what's happening in his hometown, but he has no idea what to do about it. White House press spokesperson Josh Earnest mentioned this on August the 30th. Asked by NBC's Ron Allen about the tide of gun violence. Now listen to what he says. This is very important. Earnest touted national violent crime levels being at near historic lows while saying certain communities had experienced a spike. But he continued, but is there anything specific to Chicago that the president has seen and observed of these various prescriptions that he thinks specifically deal with? As you point out, crime is down in many places, spiking in a couple of places, specifically there. When you look at that place's hometown, is there something more, really more specific that the president thinks should happen like now? That's not very good English, is it? Ernest comes out and says, well, I'm not aware of any specific prescription that the president's prepared to purport to address the situation just in Chicago. I think Mayor Emanuel is quite focused on that, and I certainly would have a lot of confidence in his ability to work through some of these issues and see if there's some specific legal solutions that can be, or local solutions that can be implemented. Okay. Notice that he said crime is down. So how can there be an epidemic of gun violence sweeping the nation? As they all claim, as they are all claiming. He also mentioned how Congress has stalled the president's gun control proposals, which he says won't undermine constitutional rights to own firearms, but make it harder for criminals to get their hands on them. How? How would that work? How would that actually make somebody... make it harder? The answer to that is it wouldn't make it harder. It would make it just about as easy as it gets. In reality, expanded background checks, the core of his gun agenda, wouldn't have stopped Chicago's violence. In fact, gun control proposals might be the least of the city's problems, as its residents and the police department face unprecedented levels of animosity and distrust. Maybe the solutions resolving Chicago's endless string of shootings and bloody weekends go beyond legislation. Through the guns, anti-gun ethos, certainly, that can't help. Current police superintendent Eddie Johnson said the city's violence is a societal issue, not a police one. He also said that over 6,000 illegal firearms have been seized by police. He said Tuesday his department is doing all it can to combat violence rooted in impoverished neighborhoods where people without hope do these kinds of things. It's not a police issue. It's a society issue, he told reporters outside police headquarters after a long weekend that saw 65 people shot, 13 of them fatally. Impoverished neighborhoods, people without hope do these kinds of things. You show me a man that doesn't have hope and I'll show you one that's willing to pick up a gun and do anything with it. Those are the issues that's driving this violence. CPD is doing its job. He pointed to increases in gun arrests this year over last year and more than 6,000 illegal gun recoveries so far in 2016 as evidence that they're out on the streets working. With a revolving door of justice, it doesn't matter. What the police do at this particular moment, we can support them, we should. But we've got to get what happens after the arrest fixed. That's got to be fixed. Besides having anti-gun policies that won't go anywhere in Congress, this is a local matter. And we're approaching, thankfully, the end of the Obama presidency. There might be some senoritas hitting the Obama administration on some issues. Remember when he vowed to change our politics on this issue, though? It's been done. His tries have been relatively weak. But it's interesting that they point out the poverty as well. Now, here's the thing. Going after guns and arresting people are treating the symptoms of the disease. It's not treating the disease. These folks, these young people, first of all, they don't have families. Second of all, they don't have any economic opportunity. Third of all, they have an education system. Well, that should be second, but they don't have an education system that's supporting them and helping them and preparing them. That's what's happening to them now. So, end all be all, give it time, it turns into gangs. Mr. Johnson gets it right. However, the idea of doing anything, why aren't we going after the root cause of the source? These people that are, the gangbangers today are lost. they're lost. That generation has been wasted by progressive policy. Rather than continue to go after the symptoms, why aren't we looking at trying to give them a better chance? What's wrong with a young black family? What's wrong with a mother and father in a black family living together and raising their kids together? What's wrong with that? Why is that wrong? Well, the progressives don't like it because they want somebody that is beholden to them. They want somebody coming to them to get their stuff, and they want to be able to give them, and that's it. That's all they get. But I'm giving it to you, so you better do what I say, right? Black America has been betrayed by progressivism. I hope that in my lifetime, I get to see them come to that understanding. I don't want them to go out and get violent with those that have betrayed them, but I do want them to turn their backs on them. I want them to take from them that which they love the most, which is power. I want them to pull the teeth of the dog that has been biting them on the fourth point of contact for their entire run in modern time. Simply because that's right. That's the American thing to do. We've already done it. We did it with the British. Now black America has to do it with the progressives. Some of them being black. It's not a race thing. There's some race baiters in there that are black too. Like Hill and Jabbar and Jackson and Sharpton and all these guys. Obama being the chief. We'll do it again in 21 hours. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.